We are checking in with a Quincy City Council President, Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane, to bring us up to date on what was the last City Council meeting of 2025. Ian, how are you?
Last show of the season. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for checking in. Yes, our last morning Zoom chat here on a Tuesday, at least in this capacity.
That's right. That's right.
And a lot got done at the last meeting of the year, it looks like.
Yeah, a lot got done. We had extended the public hearing from the tax classification to include discussion on the tax levy, because that the details weren't presented to us last week. So Paul Della Barba, who's the director of municipal finance, gave a quick presentation on the fiscal year 26 tax rate. And so kind of gave a run through of what we're looking at, started talking about the difference between median and average, and using average home value in Quincy is almost $37,000 higher than the mean. Almost 75% of the single family home values lie between $500,000 and $800,000 in the city of Quincy. And so in that median, I guess, sort of bracket, the median home tax increase is about 7.6%, or about $551.95 for the year. And how that compares to other cities and towns, 8% is the statewide average. So we're just under that at 7.58. And just to, sort of give a broader comparison, Boston's single family tax bill is going up 13.1% this year, which I think is pretty wild, considering the commercial base that they're supposed to have. So what else did we talk about here? Then basically, there's a number of financial measures that the municipal finance team and the administration uses to get that number to where it is. So essentially, it could have been higher, but there were some movements made so that that tax rate could come down. So there were proposals for the reduction of the fiscal year 26 budget for $16.4 million using bond premiums and grant funds. Usage of free cash, which we normally do every year, to the tune of $2 million, which was certified by the state. There was a transfer from special revenue, which was the proceeds from the sale of the IHOP property. That was a $7.4 million sale. $3 million of that was used. And then, let's see, well, there was a separate appropriation for union contract funding. These were negotiated cost of living adjustments for various unions. So those were put into play. So going through the agenda, we started off with an appropriation from the Ward 6 Mitigation Fund. So Councilor Harris used about $8,800 to make a contribution to QCAP, Quincy Community Action Programs. That passed. Then we went into, let's see, there's appropriation for $386,000 for community preservation accounts. And so those are, there's five different accounts that money's moved to for fiscal year 26. That was approved. And then, as I just highlighted, the $16.4 million reduction of the fiscal year 26 budget, that was passed. The $2 million free cash was passed, the certification from the state, the $9.1 million from the bond stabilization account, that was passed, $3 million transfer special revenue, which was from the proceeds from the sale of the IHOP, was passed. There's a $7 million stabilization as revenue placeholder. So the Department of Revenue wants to see. So there was a discussion about a pension appropriation for $16 million that the city of Quincy had potentially owed. And that is sort of ongoing. And sort of there's going to be a reassessment based on to understand what the values actually are, because the city maintains that that number was high. And so $7 million was put in account to hold a place there. There was a memo that was sent to us from PERAC, which is the Public Employee Retirement Administration Commission, just saying that they anticipate that the adjustment will result in approximately $2.5 to $3 million reduction in the $6 million amortized portion of the pension appropriation, moving it downward to approximately 13 to 13.5 million. So we'll see what happens there in the new year.
Right. Yeah. And speaking to the mayor about that this morning, he feels that number should be much, much lower. Again, he still contends it should come out of the pension bond that was approved back in 2021.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And so we'll see what happens there. There were two requests for $1.5 million. Well, a transfer for $1.5 million from the hotel motel tax account, and then from that to the Quincy 400 account, which is to be used for seed money for sort of continual events like the concerts that we saw last year, et cetera, for next year. There was an appropriation for $150,000 to public buildings. It was an inter-budget transfer, so it was money already in there. It's just moved to continue work that is being done and led by Public Buildings Department. Let's see, the $6 million union funding contract settlements that was approved. And then we approved the residential factor at 87.6332 for fiscal year 26. We adopted the percentages of local tax by each class of real and personal property for fiscal year 26. There was a proposal or an amendment to a land disposition agreement between the city of Quincy and what's called the R3 project company. So R3 parcel in the downtown area is at the top corner of Hannon and Hancock. And in that original proposal, that project was slated to take over the all the way down to where the ice skating rink is. So on the other side of the garage. And that is now being separated out from the project for separate development.
Oh, okay. So does that mean there'll be something different at where the ice skating rink is now?
That's correct. Yeah,
Oh.
something different. Nothing, which again, nothing has been proposed.
I see. Okay. Very good.
Okay. And then there was a gift for $10,000 from Colonial Federal Savings Bank to DARE. And that was, I mean, a lot of items, but it was kind of,
Yeah.
we was business. So, that's the meeting. And then we had, there's a number of my colleagues who won't be in this next council, so we kind of went around the horn and everyone said their so longs and farewells and thank yous and I love yous and
In including, as I understand, the mayor.
yeah, and the mayor came by. He came by to wish the departing counselors well and to wish everybody season's greetings.
And including yourself, Ian.
I mean it's I also had words and I I wanted to be able to share thoughts with people that especially had I've been developing a very cute I guess theory around interacting with government since we started about 10 years ago. And you come to notice, and I think we've probably talked about this before, just how people seem to react to anything. And it's a reaction. It's not sort of a reflection. It's not really taking a look at what's actually going on locally and trying to engage in debate. It's reacting and taking action and showing different types of energy. And I think national politics, social media, COVID all changed it. And so, we've seen many iterations of what, we've kind of witnessed up close and personal over the last couple of years. And but overall, this has been such a wonderful experience. I've been so grateful and working with people like you, who have the city's best interests at heart, only want to share truthful and honest information as accurate as possible with as many people as possible so that they can understand what's really going on. You know, you yourself, you're competing with the likes of a Facebook group where anybody can say whatever they want. And even if that information is vetted, people still refuse to believe it. But everyone that works in the different parts of the city are dedicated to what they do. And that's from the DPW to the public buildings department to the police department, the teachers, the fire, every single aspect of the city, every person that I've worked with just has been a treat. You know, and my colleagues in the city council, it's been fun to work with them. And there's been such varying councils over the past 10 years. We've seen many different people come through, come and go. And change is change, and change is good. You know, you used to see a lot more of the quote unquote old boy Quincy, you know, through the city council. And that dynamic is certainly changing in the composition that I think we had actually most recently, but going into the next one. You know, and I thank the mayor, you know, there's no doubt his dedication to the work that he does in this city. And it's not an easy job. You can't win, you know, this none of these roles, you can't win. There's no right because there's always someone out there that thinks you're wrong.
Well, I think you said last night one of the first things you learned was that you cannot please everyone.
Correct. You can't. There's no way. And so you have to be confident in your own decision making, you know, and the belief that you're making the right decision. That's all you can really rely on. You can certainly take polls and figure out where the wind's going, like some people we know on the council. But, you know, I think generally, you know, you gotta, that's why you're elected. You're selling people on your ability to make decisions. And I also think what you're hearing in terms of feedback is imbalanced because you don't get people coming into the city council chambers telling you how good of a job you're doing or how they appreciate the decisions that you're making. That's not how you only hear the bad stuff. So, you know, that's not an accurate depiction of reality.
So going forward for you, Ian, as soon to be, private citizen Ian
Yeah.
Kane here in Quincy, what's next?
I mean, I continue my life. You know, I've got an organization that we're running and growing, and we'll continue to focus on an economic development and growth. You know, having that type of impact here in Quincy and for the region. You know, we started here with great purpose. We wanted to complement some of this real estate that's going on. We wanted to make Quincy a place that people can live, work, and play. You know, we're 6 plus year into year 7 now, and there's still a lot to do. And you know, it's a really interesting environment trying to play in high tech and to attract people to play in a place that they normally wouldn't. And a lot of that is around capital. Capital is the magnet. Money is the magnet, especially for tech founders. And so we're working to make sure that we can continue to have that capital to attract you know, more talent and businesses for the area.
What would you like to see personally from your elected officials, in the city going forward?
You know, I wish them all the best. I mean, I do. I think everyone comes in with a sense of empowerment, and you know, they're ready to make hard change. I think you know, you quickly realize the realities of governance. Campaigning is one thing, governance is another. And you know, I wish them all the best. I don't I wouldn't set any expectations. You know, for them, I have no doubt that in their way, they too have the best interests of Quincy in mind. There's no doubt in my mind about that. I think everybody's got different styles, you know. But yeah, you know, for all the people that care about the city, you only want the best for the people that are gonna represent you. So
Sure. Do you think you'll ever run for office again in the future?
I have no idea. Yeah, I mean, I had planned my whole life around politics, and It's quite debilitating to live life that way, because you are constantly chasing a phantom and you're always looking at opportunities that may or may not be there, and you don't live. You're not actually living, you know. And even in the role, you know, it's I was talking to one of my colleagues last night, and there's a certain sense of relief, at least that I have now, of coming to the end of this, because I now feel like I can speak more, you know, speak more as myself, speak more openly, because it's not that you're restricted, you know, but people don't want to actually hear what you have to say. Sometimes, you know, sometimes that's not a blanket truth, but you know, again, it goes back to that sort of reaction. So, you know, I don't have any plans. I'm gonna live my life, and I'm gonna enjoy it.
Will you attend future council meetings, do you think?
I never did, and I don't anticipate I would.
Okay. All right. Maybe watch them here on QATV.
You know, I'll stay in touch with you. You can keep me informed. I'll watch your show. You still got the best show going. Yeah, but we'll stay informed. We'll see what's going on, you know. I mean, if again, of course, you want the best, and you know, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. You spending time with me every Tuesday morning after the meetings. It's helpful personally to help get information out to the community, which is like you said, what we're trying to do here. So thank you for your time and doing that. I know you don't have to.
Thank you for your work, Joe. Appreciate you.